The philosopher Roman Kuznarek is planning to open an empathy museum this autumn. Yes, you did hear that correctly, an empathy museum. Before I ask him what exactly he plans to put in it, here are the views of some folk here in Salford on what empathy is and how much of it there is about.
I understand empathy as a sense of understanding of something that somebody else is going through. I think we're too quick to criticise and not understand the situation that people are in.
It's about being able to understand other people's emotions without necessarily being told what they feel.
Just about caring about others and just making sure that you show that you care for everybody else. I think people are quite self-centred these days.
It's just how things are at the moment, isn't it? You know, everybody works hard and travelling to work, busy lives, so haven't got enough time to actually see what's going on in the world around them.
I think if you just look at any magazine rack and all the headlines are criticisms of other people, how they dress, how they look, who they're with, how they're conducting their lives, and it's mainstream now, and it shouldn't be.
Roman Kuznarek, author of Empathy, Why It Matters and How to Get It, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Why do we need such a thing as an empathy museum?
Well, as some of those people you interviewed point out, actually, empathy is a big problem today because there's an empathic decline in many countries, including Britain. In the US,
what's the evidence for that?
Well, there's survey evidence showing that college students in the US are 50% less empathic based on interviews with them. We've got rising narcissism. And just look at online abuse. 70% of people in Britain say they've experienced online harassment or abuse.
Does that necessarily mean that empathy is on? I mean, those are two different things, aren't they?
I think empathy, as we know, is about stepping into the shoes of other people, understanding their perspectives. And we know that there's been a massive rise of individualism, self-centeredness in the last 10, 20 years. That's escalating. And look at the sort of us versus them conflicts around the world based on religion, based on rich versus poor. We know that there are huge social divides, and empathy is a way of overcoming those divides.
All right, what are you going to put in your museum?
Well, you'll be able to walk into this museum, which is going to first open in London as part of our Totally Thames, the old Thames Festival. It's going to then travel around the country. You'll walk in and there'll be an empathy shoe shop where someone will fit you with a pair of shoes belonging to someone from a different walk of life. It could be a Syrian refugee. It could even be an old Etonian investment banker. And then you will listen to a story of them talking about their life, see the world through their eyes, as well as walking a mile actually in their shoes.
Is empathy always necessarily a benign value? Isn't it sometimes used as a weapon? If, for example, you're negotiating, talk about your old Etonian investment banker, if you're negotiating a deal in the city and you try and get inside the head of the other person and work out what they want and what their red lines are, that's a very useful weapon, really, isn't it?
There is this issue of what's called instrumental empathy, and you know, marketing people particularly use it. They want to step into your shoes in order to sell you more stuff. Now, I'm certainly not happy with that version of empathy, which is quite an unusual one that psychologists don't tend to generally call empathy. I don't want, you know, a fast food company stepping into the shoes of my kids in order to sell them more hamburgers that are going to send them on a fast track to heart disease. What that is stepping into someone's perspective without having any emotional connection with them. And there are both these sides of empathy. There's connecting with people's feelings, but also seeing things through their eyes. And all the evidence shows that in general, it's that stepping into someone else's shoes tends to make us care about them more, tends to make us act on their behalves.
Do you see any connection between the idea or your idea of empathy and codes of religious behaviour?
Well, of course, most religions have some empathic principles in them. For example, the idea of do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But as you know, George Bernard Shaw famously said, do not do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. They might have different tastes. You know, we need to understand other people's perspectives. And that's why I like not so much the golden rule, but the platinum rule, which is do unto others as they would have you do unto them. And of course, many religions do pick up on that idea that the basis of tolerance is understanding that other people have different views from ourselves, but we have to treat everybody as human beings. And that's partly what the Empathy Museum is all about, and to create a new conversation in public culture saying that, you know, people have a lot in common, whether they are black or white, old or young, rich or poor.
Roman Kuznarek, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.